From the historic Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,048th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring George Morgan.
Last night I came home and I knocked on the door. I called for my love as I oft had before. I knocked and I knocked, but no answer there came. No kisses to greet me, no voice called my name. I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord. I couldn't believe it was true. My eyes filled with tears, I must have aged in years. I couldn't believe it was true. Now here's Roy Wiggins. I let myself in and I walked to the bed. A message I found and the note there I read. The truth like a bolt from the blue then did dawn. My sweetheart had left me, my darling had gone. I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord. I couldn't believe it was true. My eyes filled with tears, I must have aged in years. I couldn't believe it was true.
Thank you. George Morgan, the candy kid himself, and one of the big all-time hits, I Couldn't Believe It Was True. Thank you, George, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. May I say that welcome comes straight from the hearts of all of us. It's been a long time, George.
Yes, too long, Grant, and may I say that I'm more than glad to be back.
Well, you certainly may, but first, let's talk about the show. Besides yourself, we got a great cast on tap tonight. There's funny man Archie Campbell, the Jordanaires, Chet Atkins, Dell Wood, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, and as our special guest, that good-looking little girl with a great big voice, Margie Bowes.
Yes, sir. Well, Margie will be out here to sing one of her great songs in just a few minutes. But right now, it's time we heard from that great singing group, the Jordanaires. So, fellas, how about doing that song you helped Webb Pierce make famous, I Ain't Never?
Well, I ain't never, I ain't never seen nobody like you.
Fine, George.
Oh, it sure was, Grant. But you know something? I'm getting a little tired of just having, well, men out here on this stage. So how about something pretty and, well, cute, like, say, a girl?
Well, I'm for that, George.
All right. Then let's have a great big welcome for our guest this evening, that pretty young newcomer to the Opry, Miss Margie Bowes. Here she is right here. Welcome, Margie. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. You're looking mighty pretty this evening.
Thank you, and I'm excited too, George.
Oh, you mean on account of what's happening next week?
Yeah, that's right.
Grant, just in case the folks don't know what we're talking about, why don't you let them in on the news?
Well, folks, George and Marge are talking about the big WSM 8th Annual National Country Music Disc Jockey Festival, honoring the 34th birthday of the Grand Ole Opry. Well, we're all certainly excited because stars, celebrities, entertainers, and important people from all over the country are converging on Nashville to celebrate for 3 days.
And big doings it's really going to be, folks. But now, Margie, how about a song? How about singing that beautiful love song, I Loved You So Much, I Let You Go?
You do. Thank you.
I let you go. You never let me know you'd found another. It's not like you to ever want to hurt me. I found out through a friend you loved another. Tears would never show, but I loved you so much I let you go. You never let me know you'd found another. It's not like you to ever want to hurt me. I found out through a friend you loved another, and knew you'd be happy but free. So I'll let them think it's my fault. My tears would never show, but I love so much I let you go.
Say, George, with the hunting season in full swing, have you been outdoors yet?
Oh, you bet, Grant. You know, there's nothing I like better than tramping around outdoors with my gun and a good dog.
Pipe and plenty of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, I was just aiming to say that very thing, Grantland. I noticed lots of hunters and outdoor men lean toward Prince Albert.
Pipe smokers and roll-your-own men from all walks of life, George. Prince Albert's got that mild and mellow flavor they like. The smooth and easy-going taste that's just right.
You are correct, Grant. Like we always say, the proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
And on top of all that, PA is crimp cut, so it burns steady and even, without unpleasant hot spots. And because Prince Albert sells the fastest, it moves the freshest off the shelf to you.
So smokers, if it's a pleasant tasting, pleasant smoking few minutes of relaxation you want, light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Here's Tommy Jackson along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers and an old tune, Liberty.
Liberty, well, that's from your home to me. And the boy, children, that train that's going to buy your ship. Train morning, train car, and train a little girl from back in town. Everybody nice and long and go. She can live a bit, I'm thinking I'll go. Train morning, train car. Everybody, get there. Live your home, all you need is a little smile, railway back, go hog wild, train more, train more.
Thank you, Tommy and dancers. That was just what we needed to get things stirred up. And at the same time, it's time we slowed down a little bit and listened to George Morgan as he sings for us one of the fine old hymns.
Thank you very much, Grant. Well, this is a hymn that's been sung many times here on the Opry, but it's one that all of you seem to like to hear over and over again. If the Jordanaires will join me, we'd like to do it once more for you, the beautiful song, In the Garden. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever Thank you. Thank you so very much.
That was wonderful, George. Wonderful. I don't think I've ever heard a hymn sung so beautifully. But now, let's get on with the rest of the show and introduce another of our featured entertainers. Here's Chet Atkins and his guitar to play Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. Chet.
One and only Chet Atkins, and Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. You know, that's an old number from the 20s. And speaking of old numbers, I'd like to introduce our next performer. that lovable, laughable Archie Campbell. Here he comes here. What are you looking so worried about,
boy? Oh, all tore up. I dropped a piece of candy back there, lost it, and I can't find it nowhere.
Well, Arch, don't pick that old candy up off the floor. I tell you, I'll give you another piece.
No, I want this piece. It's got my teeth in it.
All right, let's get down seriously now. Did it get cold up in Bull's Gap last night?
Cold?
Yeah.
Buddy, it got so cold, I went out to milk the old cow the next morning, and she gave ice cream.
That is cold.
I tell you, I just give me an idea. I'm going to start brushing her teeth.
Why?
So she'll give dental cream.
Oh, Arch. I tell you, you're a smart boy, Archie. Would you tell me something? How did you get so smart?
I'll let you in on a little secret. Now,
you
let this out.
Oh, no.
See these pills right there?
Yeah.
Them is smart pills.
Smart pills.
I'll sell you them two there for $5.
Two of them for $5?
Yes, sir.
Will they make me smart?
I guarantee you they'll make you smart.
All right, here's your $5.
Thank
Let me
you.
Have the pill. I'm going to taste them.
Yeah.
Oh, Arch, this ain't nothing but candy.
See there, you're getting smarter already.
I look smart, Ellie.
Money.
Yeah. Well, I'll turn you over to your wife. She'll take care of you.
Buddy, she will. You know that old hat, that blame her hat? She got up this morning at 4 o'clock and went hunting.
She got up this morning at 4 o'clock and went hunting?
Yeah, she's hunting me. She didn't want to stay there at the house by herself, you know, George, poor old soul. We had a terrible thing happen last week at home.
You did?
Yeah, I lost my mother-in-law.
Oh, Arch, I'm sorry. It must be hard to lose your mother-in-law.
Hard? It's almost impossible. You know, though, George, I like women. I always have liked women. I've always leaned toward women.
Is that right?
Yeah, and their husbands keep pushing me away.
Well, that's true, yeah.
But I've been liking women. I started liking women when they was little girls, as soon as I found out little girls wasn't little boys.
Well, that's a nice time. Nice time to like
them. I've liked them ever since then, yeah. But I'm telling you one thing. Women is too much trouble. I'm through with them.
Now, wait a minute, Art.
I'm through with them.
Just a minute.
Through with them women.
You cannot do without women.
Buddy, you're looking at one feller that can do without them.
Now, wait a minute. If it wasn't for women, who would cook your food?
Go to a restaurant.
If it wasn't for women, who would wash your clothes?
I'd send them to the laundry.
All right. If it wasn't for women, who would sew the buttons on your britches?
If it wasn't for women, we wouldn't need no britches.
Oh, my. You got me, Arch. Well, you know, Arch, a friend of mine married a woman.
Yeah, well, now, how's that?
I say a friend of mine married a woman.
Well, that's a nice thing to marry. If you're going to get married, I always say marry a woman.
Well, yes, of course he married a woman.
Well, now, not everybody marries women. Now, his friend of mine got married and didn't marry no woman.
Oh, baloney.
Not my aunt. She married my uncle.
Well, now, let's listen. I told this friend of mine that every time a child was born, I'd give him a present for his car.
Well, now, that's nice.
See, when the first child came along, Arch, I gave him a radio.
Oh, good.
Yeah. When the second child came, I got him a mirror.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah. When the third child came, I got him a set of tires.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. When the fourth one came, I got him a set of seat covers.
By that time, he'd need them.
Yeah. Well, when he had triplets, I got him a fox tail for decoration, see.
Everybody ought to have one of them.
Well, yeah. Now I understand that they're going to have another child, and my problem is I just can't think what I can get him for his car.
He's got seven already, ain't he?
Yes, seven.
I'll tell you what to get him.
What?
Get him a stoplight.
Good night, Arch.
This is Marty Robbins, and I'd like to sing "The Proof is in the Puffin" for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most flavored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most flavored in the USA.
proof is in the puffin, and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pipe full that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
Which brings us down to the spot of the show when our guest sings another song. So here she is with another of her Hickory records, Sweet Night of Love, Margie Bowles.
Sweet night of love.
Night of love.
Don't end too soon. Hold back the clock. Slow down the moon. Stand still, bright star. That shine upon. Bright stars that shine upon, live on forever, sweet night of love, sweet magic moments of ecstasy, sweet hour so dear to me. Why can it last eternally? Stand still, bright stars that shine above.
Margie Bowles and Sweet Night of Love. Margie, you're a real sweetheart, and thanks so much for being here on the show with us. Now it's time we heard from another of our regular Opry entertainers, Miss Del Wood, at the piano playing her latest RCA Victor record, Gizmo. Let's make her welcome.
Well, George, I don't guess I have to ask you what your plans are for next week.
Well, I reckon not, Grant. I'll be right here in Nashville at the big National Country Music Disc Jockey Festival.
Siree, there'll be big doings all day Thursday and Friday and Saturday, winding up here at the Ryman for the gigantic celebration of the 34th birthday of the Grand Ole Opry. Big special shows with all the stars.
And I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Now, how about that last song, George? George Morgan, folks, with his forthcoming Columbia record, You're the Only Good Thing.
Are you thinking that I don't care for you? Could it be you believe that I've been untrue? Well, listen, sweetheart, it just cannot be, 'cause you that's happened to me. We have our ups and downs, like all lovers do. But you know in your heart that I worship you. So don't ever think of setting me free, 'cause you're the only good thing that's happened to me.
Now here's little Roy Wicket. The special disc jockey festival show with Hank Snow, Stonewall Jackson, Gene Shepherd, Don Gibson, and a host of other Opry greats. This is George Morgan saying thanks. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everybody.
If you're just about to light up a cigarette, right about now is the perfect time to ask, are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If that's the case with you, change to a real cigarette. Change to Camels. Believe you me, you'll start to really enjoy smoking again. Because Camels give you that full, rich flavor, that easygoing mildness, that complete smoking satisfaction no other cigarette delivers. No question about it, the best tobacco makes the best smoke. No question about this either. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equal for real smoking enjoyment each and every time you light up. Yes, that's why Camels are the favorite cigarette in the USA for the 10th straight year. How about your brand? Are you smoking more lately but enjoying it less? Then have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.